I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello, and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Melissa Kallross. Bivalent COVID boosters, the shots that target the Omicron subvariants, are available in this country for adults and kids age 5 and over. Health officials say vaccination is an important tool ahead of winter when a surge of COVID cases is expected. But how confident are they that people will get boosted? To discuss this, we are joined now by Dr. Peter Chin Hong, professor of medicine and infectious disease expert at the UCSF School of Medicine. Thank you so much for joining us on As Prescribed.
My pleasure, Melissa. Thanks for having me on.
Now, when it comes to vaccinating children in general against COVID, how are we doing? What are those vaccination rates?
So we're not doing very well, not even in adults. With the new boosters, I think there is less than 10% of eligible adults who have gotten boosted so far. But part of it might be the fact that we're not seeing a lot of cases right now. And we know that vaccine behavior is predicated based on people in the community that people see getting sick or going to the hospital. So it makes sense that you don't see a lot, so you don't feel that urgency to go out and get it. Another reason is that we've been telling people to sometimes be strategic and get it sometime in October to peak your antibodies at the time when we're expecting a surge. Finally, I think there's just a lot of vaccine fatigue. People are tuned out of vaccine news in general. People don't even know they're eligible for the new booster. And people just want to think about other things.
How do we combat that fatigue? How do we get this message out without sounding like we're saying the same, or how would health officials get this message out without sounding like they're saying the same old thing over and over again?
We have to think about several fronts. The first is that, you know, I think with the messaging that the pandemic is over, that probably hasn't helped with the public sentiment that we need to still protect ourselves, still keep our guard up, not be worried about it or change holiday plans. But I think just knowing that it's still very present and probably going to increase given what we've been seeing in Europe and with the new variants afoot. The second thing is really a pragmatic one, which is one of funding. And as we, you know, reduce funding for testing and potentially, you know, reduce the emergency declaration in February in California, I think all that leads is to a sentiment in the population that metaphorically COVID isn't around us. So I think all of that really needs to be, emphasized. And thirdly, I think we need to do a better job of really distinguishing between prevention of deaths and prevention of infection.
And it has been so long since COVID first was introduced to us, before we first heard of it. I think it's probably safe to say a lot of people thought this would be a few months or maybe a year, and then we wouldn't have to worry about it anymore. How could we specifically ease that transition from an emergency situation to this is a disease that's going to be with us forever and we're going to have to learn to live with it?
You know, we need to get a minimum level of protection, necessarily saying, oh, my kid got COVID so that they're protected for life. It's just like saying, oh, my kid only got one MMR shot, so that kid is going to be protected forever, which is not the case. We need multiple reminders to the immune system, but we, you know, can say that after a certain point, people are going to be safe. I think we haven't done such a great job of that. And I think people are just fatigued about thinking that there may be a 17th booster or a 27th booster, but really saying, get at least one booster. It's the minimum level of protection you need. And here are the populations we're worried about. This is not like a never-ending cycle. We are probably going to get to a place where it will be like the flu shot. Once a year, you get a reminder to the immune system. And I think people can take that. But I think the uncertainty is what's driving a lot of people crazy.
Got it. Okay, let's talk about the winter case surge, the anticipated winter case surge. Do we have evidence yet that this is happening?
Yes, we have some evidence that this is happening. And I think surge sometimes is a PTSD term for a lot of people, because when we hear surge, we think, oh, body bags and mobile morgues in LA. But, you know, when we think about what's going to happen this year in the winter in the United States, it's going to look very, very different, we think, from the last 2 years. We have a lot of tools. The population is much more immunologically experienced, but we will see people die. We will see people go to the hospital, including children. So we want to mitigate that as much as possible. And there are a lot of other things going around that will drive hospitalizations, like flu. We've seen that in Europe right now, there are increasing cases in 20 to 30% over the last few weeks. There are increasing hospitalizations. We've seen wastewater go up a little bit in the northern states, particularly New England. It is coming. Right now, we have a lull, and it's good to celebrate. But with five variants that we're watching, including BQ1 and BQ1.1, which are likely more transmissible than even BA5, its parent, I think we have to brace ourselves that it's not going to be necessarily a quiet period forever.
What about the effectiveness of these booster shots? I know it's still relatively early on, but is there evidence yet as to what the effectiveness is, particularly if they might work against these new subvariants that we're seeing on the scene?
Well, there's a lot of biological plausibility that when you target a signal that looks like BA4 and BA5, that will, you know, at least help prevent much more than the original vaccine, which was only looking at the ancestral strain. So, but apart from, you know, animal data and some early studies released by Pfizer, which showed an increase in antibodies, we don't have a lot of outcome data, but there is enough plausibility there, just like we use for the flu shot, to make me believe that this updated shot will be better in many senses than the original vaccine, at least in prevention of infection. And certainly, just as a vaccine in general, as a booster to prevent serious disease, hospitalization, and death, particularly in those who are older than 65 and those who are immune compromised.
Do you think that there is a time when we will be able to get a shot that we can be assured will prevent transmission?
I think that's the holy grail of COVID vaccines. And I'm not sure when that will happen yet in terms of prevention of transmission. People are working a lot on universal COVID vaccines, on different ways of stimulating the immune system, like a nasal vaccine. So a lot of developments are going to come in the next year or so, but we're not necessarily there yet.
So bottom line, enjoy your holidays, but be safe.
Yeah, enjoy your holidays. Don't change your plans. Be safe. When I go on a road trip, I always make sure that I'm wearing my seatbelt, that my tank is full of gas and I have enough oil and in wiper fluid. When you go for your holiday plans, you just make sure you have everything, you know, set, but you know, you don't change your plans. I'm not going to cancel my trip in my car just because I'm worried about, you know, getting into an accident. I'm just trying to reduce my risk.
All right, Dr. Peter Chin Hong, thank you very much. Dr. Chin Hong is a professor of medicine and infectious disease expert at the UCSF School of Medicine. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Melissa. Such a pleasure, as always.
And I'm Melissa Kallross. Thanks for tuning in to As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.